Not.
Not.
And Gopi?
Seven.
Oh, seven?
Sare gama pa
pa ni.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you.
Everybody, please move forward. Please come closer.
Namo Vishnu Padaya. गौरप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव इति नाम वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यः वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय भक्त्या विहीना अपराध लक्ष्य तरंगमध्ये कृपामयी त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना बिन्देवमस्ते तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि नदीमामि राधे त्वं नयमाम चरणं my heart felling dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master nitya lila pravishtam vishnu pad shishmat bhakti pragyan keshav swami same in the lotus feet of my shiksha guru om vishnu pad shishila bhakti vedan swami my whole guru parampara then my dear sons and daughters, here we have only one day program, but I have shown something in San Diego class. I have come to remember that you should not be weak. You should not be weak. I have told you aim and object of our bhajan sadhana. Gopi prem is last. Last means?
Supreme.
Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrijesha Tanayastad Dhamma Vrindavana Ramya Kachi Upasana Vajubadu Bargaini Jakalpita श्रीमद् भागवतम प्रमाण अम्लम प्रेमा कुमर्थो महा श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु कमिदम चैतन्य महापुरुष हिमसेल्फ कृष्ण कृष्ण इज कृष्ण माने ब्रजेंद्र नंदन यशोदा नंदन राधा कांत ओ ही सुप्रीम एज ही सुप्रीम ही इज वनली इन वृंदावन सो ऑल्सो और आराध्य वृंदावन धाम इन आराध्य ब्रजेंद्र नंदन Krishna, who is not in Vrindavan, who is Dwarka, Mathura, everywhere, here, there. He is honorable, but not our ultimate goal of our life. And the process that Gopi adopted, which has written in Srimad Bhagavatam, Parkiya mood, this Parkiya bhav is highest. And we want the souls, we can see the maid servant of Radhika in the guidance of Rukmanjali. So I have cleared this thing everywhere in my process. But we should have to begin from where? The last fraction of bhakti, that is sattva. We should not think that, oh, we are now Raganuga and we have our Siddha, Deha and everything. Don't. Artificially you should not. Begin from Shraddha. But from where Shraddha will go, come. So everywhere our Guru Varga, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, all Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Na. Beginning from where? Raghunath Das Goswami, Manasikha, Guru Goste Gostha Laisu Sujanesu Gosur Gane Swamantre Sri Namni Brajva Dand Sarane Sada Dhamham Hitva Kuru Ratim Apur Bham Atitaram Ae Swanta Bhrata Chatukhijaje. Everywhere you will see. Beginning from Gurudev. And this beginning is a strong root,
foundation
in any disciple, any devotee's heart. Then this Prem Kalpataru will come out. The Ankur
sprout
of all. But if no foundation, then it will not come. So everywhere we see beginning from. You are bhakta, devotee. But follow the principles. Follow the principles. Don't be worried for your maintenance of life. Secondary thing. Give up on Krishna. Only do Atma Nivedan. Atma Nivedan Tuha Pade Kari Hoi No Parama Sukhi Dukkha Dure Gelo Chinta Na Rahi Chaudige Anandade. We should complete surrender. But where to surrender? Krishna is not available here or there. But he is representative. Guru is there. Krishna is so merciful, causeless merciful. He has sent in all time, from beginning, Guru Parampara, Brahma to up to now, and up to future, end of Kali or end of creation. He will be available. If Vaishnava are not in this earth, what? It will be finished. So, first surrender where? Guru. So, you should always do what I am telling, what our Guru Parampara is telling, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna and Rupa Goswami especially, we should follow. Especially Raghunath Das Goswami. So, I am beginning from here. Guru Goste Gosthalesu Sujane Gosur Gane Swamantreshi Namni Prajva Danda Sarani Sada Dhamham Hitva Guru Ratim Apurvam Atitaram. Sadadambham Hitva. This is what I explain. I'm telling all these things in brief. In one day I cannot tell more than this. If you want to hear more, you should come to Bejar. You are inside the hall. And if more, then for 1 month in India, God, Brajmandal Parikrama, you are all in India.
Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena kasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I'm offering my humble Dandavat Pranams and my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Nitya Lila, Pravishta, Om Vishnupad, Asto Tarasata Shri Srimad, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And secondly, my equal Dandavat Pranams and Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurudevs, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shri Srimad Bhakti Rakshak, Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnupad Asto Tarasata Shri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, whom we have the great fortune to be in the divine presence of today in this assembly. My Dandavat Pranams to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and all friends and guests who have come to this holy satsanga. Srila Gurudev is telling that he has set the theme by his statements of the importance of having Guru in one's life, in one's spiritual life, and having Shraddha, strong faith and belief in Guru. And he has stated that there are so many different statements throughout all the Vedic literatures describing the necessity for a soul in this world to have a Guru, a spiritual master, who can guide them on the spiritual path. Srila Gurudev has told that in this world we condition souls who have forgotten our eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. We are in a state of ignorance and illusion, like darkness, like a sleeping condition. And in that condition, we have no direct access to our relationship with the Supreme Lord. He is beyond the purview of our material mind and our senses. We cannot see him directly, but in the Vedic literatures it is described that a soul within this world, when his time comes, bhava pavargo janato yada bhavej, when his time comes, after wandering throughout these material planets in so many different species of life, when he becomes fortunate, then he comes into the association of satsanga, of pure devotees who have realized their relationship with the Supreme Lord. And in that association, he now begins to hear the transcendental message of the divine transcendental truth, absolute truth, which has been handed down from the beginning of this creation through a long chain of pure devotees, realized souls, gurus, and they have come and given this knowledge to all the souls within this world. So actually, these divine personalities within this world are the direct representatives of the Supreme Lord for all of us. Without that mercy coming in the form of Sri Guru,
then the conditioned soul would not have access to the Supreme Lord. He would not be able to revive his relationship with the Lord. So therefore the Vedic literatures tell us, Tasmad Guru Prapadyeta Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam. If someone wants to know what is their highest benefit in their life, Shreya, then they will have to Guru Prapadya. They will have to surrender to Guru and accept his divine guidance. Srila Gurudev has quoted a very important shloka from Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Manasiksha. And here, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is describing that in order to attain these highest perfections of life, then the first thing is that one must have rati, transcendental attachment, love, and affection for Sri Guru. Guru goste gosta layishu sujane bhushuragane. Here, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is giving all the items, the transcendental holy dham of the Supreme Lord. As Srila Gurudev has told, that Braja Brindavan dham, where Sri Krishna eternally resides, and whom Sri Krishna manifested on this planet when he appeared 5,000 years ago, that transcendental place is as worshipable as himself. So, but before one can have transcendental attachment for Goshta, Guru Goshte, first of all one must have Guru. Because Guru is the divine
Guru,
resident.
Guru, why not one singular number, why not? Guru?
Guru is plural number. No, singular.
Two.
Guru is plural.
Dual. In Hindi and in Sanskrit, there are three numbers. Singular, plural, and
dual.
So dual here.
Yes.
Guru means Sikha Guru and Diksha.
Ek-vachan.
But anyhow, Sikha Guru will come.
Yes. So here Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has explained by the use of the Sanskrit term guru, which means two, dual, that one will have the first guru whom he meets within his life, and he will surrender to that guru and accept what is called diksha, spiritual initiation. He will be accepted by that personality, and that personality will also give him spiritual guidance and so many instructions. But also, he will require the association of Siksha Guru. Siksha Guru...
It has then clear, Bande Guru Sri Yuta Padakalnam Sri Guru
Vaishnava.
So we should think this is also there.
Yes. So all throughout the Shastras, it is stated that Sri Gurudev is a transcendental manifestation of Krishna. And the Diksha Guru and the Siksha Guru are equal and identical manifestations of the Supreme Lord, because both of them perform the function of being the via media between the soul and the Supreme Lord, and in this way they give him all relevant instructions and train him and guide him. Just as a little child, he must have the loving care and attention of his parents in order to grow from childhood into a proper, healthy, normal adult. So in the same way, the soul must be trained by the personal loving guidance of the representative of the Supreme Lord, Sri Gurudev. And these two personalities, Diksha Guru, initiating Guru, and Siksha Guru, they are both performing this function. But in the case of Siksha Guru, in many ways, he is more intimate and more accessible than Diksha Guru. And he becomes even sometimes more close to one's heart, because one can reveal his heart and his mind to Siksha Guru and ask so many relevant questions. So in this way, by the combination of Diksha and Siksha Guru, then all relevant training will come in one's spiritual life. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, Guru Goste, first of all, one must have attachment, rati, affection for Sri Guru. Then for the holy dham, for all the residents of the holy dham, Goshta Laishu, those who are the eternal associates of Sri Krishna, who reside in the eternal realm and have divine prem, eternal loving devotion to Krishna, and also those who reside within the manifested dham, the prakat dham within this world. And they are like madhyam adhikaris. They are serving and constantly absorbed in bhajan within this world. And also, sujane bhushuragane.
What also? Goshthalais means here, Rup Sanatan and other Sarav, Goshthalais. They are there, they are not madhyam adhikari. But they are living, they are doing bhajan and teaching others.
So, Goshtala Ishu. Yes, Sujane is Madhyam. So, Goshtala Ishu means, as Gurudev is pointing out, both the eternal residents of the eternal Dham, like Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, and all gopis, cowherd boys, but also within this world, the eternal personalities who have descended to this world and are perfected souls. They're either Nitya Siddha or Sadham Siddha, but they're Uttam Mahabhagavats. And they're residing within this world in the holy Dham. So one should have Rati, attachment and divine affection for them. And then for also Bhushuragane, those who maintain...
Sujane,
I mentioned already. The Madhyam Adhikari Bhagavats, who within this world...
Other sampradaya, Ramanu, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, and all. They may be Uttam Bhagavat also, Madhyam also, but all. We should honor.
Living in Braj, other sampradaya.
Sujane, Bhushuragane. And Bhushuragane means those who are mostly on the level of Kanishta, but within this world they are maintaining Varnashram Dharma and the Brahminical codes of behavior within this world. And some of them are also residing within the holy Dham, like the Brahmanas. So one must have also affection for them, never committing any offenses, any aparads against any of these categories of Vaishnavas. Then he says, Swamantre Shri Namni. Swamantra means one's own Diksha mantras, which one has received from Sri Gurudev, like Sri Gayatri Mantra. These mantras, one must have deep attachment to the chanting of these mantras, and one must understand that these are direct manifestations of Sri Gurudev's mercy, and their Ishtadeva is manifested, our eternal worshipable lords are manifested in the form of these mantras, so one must have great rati, attachment. And Sri Namni means the holy names, especially the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This process was delivered directly within this world by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. And it has been passed down through the process of disciplic succession. There is no other mantra, no other transcendental sound vibration which is more powerful and effective in this age of Kali than this Maha Mantra, the greatest of all mantras. So one must have deep attachment for the Maha Mantra. And then, Vraja Nava Yuva Dvandva Sharane. And finally, for our ultimate goal, our ultimate repose, where we want to keep all of our faith and love, that is the transcendental divine couple, Vraja Nava Yuva Dvandva Sharane. One must have the shelter of their lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Braja Vrindavan. So, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to his mind, Mana Siksha. He is trying to give instruction to his mind. My dear mind, develop attachment for these. But he says, first of all, Sada Dambam Hitva. Sada Dambam Hitva means to give up. Always, at all times, and under all circumstances, all types of pride and false egotism, and considering oneself as very important and very great, one should give up all sense of pratishta, and one should give up all kapatya, kutinati, deceitfulness, hypocrisy, and he should simply, completely accept and develop rati for these transcendental entities. And Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, Aye Brata, oh my dear brother mind. Because our mind is situated within this body along with us. We, the Atma, the soul, are residing within this temporary material body. And the mind, although this is also one aspect of ourself, our Atma, but it is not our real self. So that mind must become the bandhu, the friend of the soul. And he is praying to his mind, trying to instruct his mind to constantly surrender to the lotus feet of Guru and develop faith and love and attraction for all holy Dham and holy Vaishnavas, the holy names, the holy mantras. And in this way, one will gradually be able to attain the final perfection of living in Braja eternally with transcendental praying for the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna.
You should know one thing, that the rasatmak roop of Brahma Gayatri is Kama Gayatri. What?
Srila Gurudev explained, the rasatmak roop, when Brahma Gayatri is mature, then it transforms and becomes Kama Gayatri, in which all Braja Rasa in relation to Radha Krishna is.
They understand rasatmaka roop.
Rasatmaka means full of Braja Rasa, especially Parakya Bhakti Rasa.
So, ladies should not think that we have not Brahma Gayatri. They have rasatmaka roop of Gayatri there. And also, the rasatmak swaroop of Omkar is clean. Understand, the rasatmak roop, swaroop of Om is clean with four relations. If it will be matured, Om, Hari, Tat, Sat, and others, if it will be matured, it will be transferred into clean. If you want to have Krishna prema, such wonderful prema, you should not criticize anyone, whether he is a wretched person, what he is, he should be and he should be. You should not criticize, otherwise that quality, bad qualities come in you. Oh, his charitrahin, his
loose character,
lusty. Don't give this idea in your heart. Otherwise, lusty and lust will come in your heart. Don't criticize. Especially Vaishnavas, anyhow they can misdirect. But again they are in line, we should forget all these things. So, in this Upadeshamrit, perhaps. It has told. You should explain. I want that this should not come as a lecture. Who is giving lecture? Myself, yourself, anyone. Totally follow. One is speaking, well, learn to. I told in morning perhaps. Namatma pravachane nalabhyo namedhaya bahuna suti jama vesh eva pirniti tena labdha tasa shatma. Otherwise, learning or knowing will do nothing.
Ujanatvaranhasa jaranarasalakyam chakshuranvalitam deyam tasvayasi guravena.
Srila Gurudev wanted me to speak briefly on one verse of Upadesamrita. spoken by Srila Rupa Goswami Pada. Drashta svabhava janitara bhava chasta dosha na prakritattamiya bhakta janasya pasyat gangam vasam na talubud gurapena panka pramantra vatme abhagacchati nira dharmai. Drashta svabhava janita bhakusa dosh. Two types of dosh. Dosh means defect. They are drashta. They are visible to our eyes. Two types of defect in a pure Vaishnava. One is called Swabhav Dosh, the other one is called the Vapu Dosh. Swabhav Dosh means a defect in the nature of a devotee. And Vapu Dosh means defect in the body. Defect in nature is what? Oh, it may seem, someone may see by their eyes, oh, he is sleeping. Like me, I am also sleeping, he is also sleeping. So, I am lazy, he is also lazy. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes one may say, a pure Vaishnava become angry. Mm-hmm. You know that Narad Muni became angry with Nalkuvera and Manigrid. So what happened?
Oh, Durvasa?
Mm-hmm. Durvasa Rishi.
Always right.
Always get that. But what is the result of the anger of a pure Vaishnava? This is not a curse. They don't curse. It looks like they give curse. What do they give? Benedictions. So that we can overcome all anartha by their chastisement, by their anger. Hmm? Then, or they remove all anartha, all unwanted desires from the core of our hearts. We become pure. So, it seems by our eyes, we see there is anger, there is laziness, but this is only in our eyes. Hmm? Vapu dosh means some defect in the body. How is Vaishnav? Vaishnav is aprakritasada nirdosha anandamay. Vaishnava is aprakrita, transcendental. Satchidananda. As Krishna is Satchidananda, Sadguru, Shuddha Vaishnava, they're also Satchidananda, completely transcendental. But we see, oh, maybe there's some defect in the body, like ill health, some disease, old age. Vaishnava has pure transcendental senses. And why do you have to wear spectacles or hearing aid or anything? Because it seems like the body is growing old. This defect is not a defect. This defect is only in our eyes. Maybe defect of low birth, defect of disease, etc. This is called Vapu Dosh. So Rupa Goswami Pad, to help us understand the relationship between the pure Vaishnava and our material vision of the pure Vaishnava, he said, oh, try to follow this example. You know that the Ganga, the Ganges is pure. It has washed the lotus feet of Sri Vishnu. It is the playing place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So the Ganges is always transcendental. Yet if you go to the Ganga there and you will see what? Sometimes bubbles, foam, mud, some pollution. If you do a test, you may discover some bacteria maybe. Mm? But what is this? It does not in any way compromise the transcendental nature of the Ganges. If one will go to the Ganga, if one will only see the Ganga, smell the Ganga, give dandavat to the Ganga, what to speak of taking bath in Ganga, what will happen? All one's pap will be washed away. One will become purified and one will become advanced in bhakti. So similarly, though by our material vision we may superimpose some defect on Vaishnava, yet anyway, one can only realize the transcendental position of the Vaishnava by what? Just as a person gives honor to Ganga, takes bath in Ganga, then they realize how Ganges is purifying them. So one who does Sharanagati, unconditional surrender at the lotus feet of Vaishnava, and begins very powerful Seva Vritti, always serving, 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 after some time, they can realize, oh, what I was seeing, this is external. But Vaishnava is what? Eternal associate of Sri Radha Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Once Rupa Goswami was doing bhajan in Vrindavan at that Sanatana Goswami. One day in Seva Kunja, where now is Radha Damodar Temple, and he was remembering Ashtakadiya Liga. In the meantime, Khanja Krishna Das, a lame devotee named Khanja Krishna Das. Langra. Lame. And he came to meet with Rupa Goswami with honor, with the help of a stick. Anyhow he came. But when he reached his heart there, Rupa Goswami was laughing, not seeing him, but yet laughing. Khanja Krishna Das at once became angry and returned back. Oh, I'm lame, and that is why he saw me. And he did not talk with me. And he was laughing for me on my lameness. He returned back in the meantime. When he returned back out of sight, oh, Rupa Goswami trance was stopped. And he was thinking, why? My trance is disturbed. He became very
fearful.
Restless. In the meantime, Sanatana Goswami came and he told, oh my Gurudev, my brother, why my this stopped trance and remembering Krishna pastime? Then he began to think, Sanatana Goswami, oh, it may be any Vaishnava aparad. Anyhow, you have insulted any Vaishnava. Oh, I will make some remedy. Ji Goswami, boy, you should go and invite all Vaishnavas here to take prasadam here. Then Jiva Goswami went to all Vaishnava and they all accepted his invitation and all very happy that we are going to Rupa and Sanatana and we will take prasadam. But when he went to Khanja Krishna Das, that very person, lame person, oh, at once he refused and became angry. I will not go. Because he was laughing on my lameness. And lame and sad, that is why he was laughing. Why he was laughing? I will not accept. Then Jiva Goswami returned back and told to Sanatana, he has refused. Oh, this is the root. Then he told Rupa Goswami, oh, at once you should go and beg excuse to him. And anyhow you should please him. And then Sanatana Rupa Goswami went to him and he told that unknowingly, if I have done any offense,
excuse me.
Then his heart melted. Oh, when I went to you and you were laughing there to see me? Oh, really not. I don't know. At that time I was thinking the pastimes of Krishna, that Kesi came, and in the meantime Madhumangal told Krishna, if you will give your float and peacock feather to me, no man will give any sweet and no nothing to you. All will come to me. Then Krishna at once gave Rupa Goswami telling I was seeing this, and then Krishna at once decorated him with his peacock feather and he gave his float. And in the meantime Kesi came. Oh, what doing? In Hinata Hua.
Just the wind.
Oh, loud.
Roaring sound.
Roaring. And he saw, oh, here is Krishna. Here is Madhumangal. And with his two
hind
legs. Oh, he did so that for a he was saved. For little he was, and then at once he gave, I will not take it, all will come to me. So I was seeing this and I was laughing out that thing, not to his. And then he began to fell on the feet of Rupa Goswami. And then he became happy and he returned back with that and all took prasadam. So, it is Kimbadanti. Kimbadanti means?
Just
like a rumor.
Popular saying.
Like people say.
Whatever they say.
Yeah. What say they? I'm telling of them. Only for teaching. Rupa Goswami is Siddha. Unknowingly or knowingly, he cannot do anything. Any offense. But we can do. We can do. You are born to do. So, always be careful of this. Don't criticize any Vaishnava, knowingly or unknowingly. Give respect to other. If you want to do bhajan, you should respect your seniors. And seniors should have love and affection for them. And thus, we should preach the mission of our Guru Parampara, Rupa Goswami. Then, Krishneti jasya mansatang manasadvriyeta dikshastiketa
pranatilishya bhajantanisham shushushaya
bhajanabhigya manandaman
nindadishunya
rudayipsipakala. These are important things. You must follow all these things. Madhava Maharaj should do this way.
ज्ञानतिमिदान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. सो श्री गुरुदेव टोल्ड दैट आवर अल्टिमेट गोल इज हाउ गोपीज आर सर्विंग कृष्ण इन ब्रज. दिस आर अल्टिमेट गोल, बट फॉर दैट वी हैव टू गो सम प्रोसेस. द लास्ट फ्रैक्शन ऑफ प्रेम इज श्रद्धा. We have to start from there, then we can achieve gradually, step by step, Krishna, to attain Krishna prem. So, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has explained all these things in his Rupadasamritam, means nectar of instruction in slok form. Now, just we have heard, explained by Srila Pad Aranya Maharaj, Drishtoi Svahavajanitai Bapusastra Dosai. Now Gurudev order me to explain Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyet dikshasti chet pranativishta bhajantam isam susushraya bhajana vigya mananna manna nindadi sunna bhidam ipsita sangalabdha. Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyet. Krishneti means Krishna, iti means whoever reciting the two syllable Krishna, then what to do? Manasa Driyet. He had to respect him, honor him by mind. And Dikshasti Chet, if initiated by bona fide Gurudev, then Dikshasti Chet Pranati Vishta Bhajantam is Pranati Vishta. He had to respect by mind and had to give Dandavat Pranam. Moreover,
why we quarrel? But each other Vaishnava quarreling. Why? If you will follow this, then everything will go away and we can love each other. So we should love each other, not quarreling. But I see, it may be some difference of opinion. It may be. You know, Lakshman was not always one opinion with Ram. Baldev Prabhu, though both are same, but not always in one opinion. One wanted that his sister should be married to Arjun, and other wanted to
Duryodhana.
So there are some, there may be. But as Krishna and
Baladev Prabhu
and
Lakshman and Sridham
together, they love each other. you know, myself and Tribhikam Maharaj, always fighting. If I will tell anything, he will cut my argument. And when I will tell, I will cut his all arguments. But, you know, how respect each other, how have love each other, whole life. So you should also be both different of opinion, but don't criticize, don't quarrel, then everything will be okay. Your sadhana bhajan will be okay.
So pranati vishtam bhajantam istam sustrushaya bhajana vigdam ananna manna, who is doing bhajan, being one-pointed and beyond all criticize, what shall he do? We have to know he is our soulmate. We have to respect him like our soulmate, even more than our soul. Sushrushaya, have to serve him. What he is doing, although he seems like us, he is going for passing, he is sleeping like us, he is doing all activity like a mundane person. If you think him, he is a mundane person, conditioned soul like us, then it will be very big offense. Then he could not advance in Krishna consciousness even an inch. So have to be very careful. So it is very easy to make offense in the lotus feet of Uttam Bhagavat. Because our stage is so low, we could not understand what he is doing. Although we are sitting here, some may sit here, think and can form about Europe, what, where is his house, what is going on. In same way, Uttam Bhagavat sitting here among us, what is doing? He's sitting here, we can see by our own eyes. Same time, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime is going on, he's attending there Harinam Sankirtan with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his all associates. By other hand, where the pastimes of divine couple is going on in Prakat Braj, and where is going on always in a Prakat Braj, he is even there. Yes, so many forms. We could not understand that thing. Only by his causeless mercy, we can understand him. What is his mercy? What is his constitutional form? What he is doing? So have to be very careful. Don't think anything bad about him. Otherwise, it will be great danger. Like this morning Gurudev told, Jam eva esa vrinute tena labha, to whom he lacks up his own, he can understand him. Otherwise, by his own intelligence, not possible at all. What to say about ourselves? Even our Adiguru Brahmaji told, Athapite deva padam mujadaya prasada lesanu grita eva hi janati tattan bhagavan mahimno nachannam chirobit. Nachannam abhichiram vichinnam, eko abhichiram vichinnam. Who is telling, I know the glory of Bhagavan, let him tell that he knows. But not possible at all. When he will manifest by causeless merciful, then I can know him, otherwise not possible. So in this sloka, Bhakti Vinod Thakur makes some commentary. Once, when in council, the disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Prabhupada, they are discussing this sloka. Like he have heard from Srila Gurudev, when Pujjapa Trivikram Maharaj, we have seen among you, always Gurudev and Srila Trivikram Maharaj cutting their argument each other. In same way, in Prabhupada disciples also, it was going on like a debate. So, among them, prominent was our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pradhan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and another by Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sudhan Goswami Maharaj, they used to cut their argument each other and establish new. Then all disciples of Prabhupada became very happy and enjoyed their debating. So once this sloka came, among the discussion, everybody told that Krishna ji jasya giritam manasadriye, whoever reciting these two syllable Krishna, we shall respect them from our mind. Then all Srila Param Pujya Bhat Sila, Sridhar Maharaj told and all accept this. Then Param Gurudev told, Param was silent. Then Pujya Bhat Sridhar Maharaj told, O Sila Keshav Maharaj, are you agree with this or not? Param Gurudev told, no. Why not? Then he told that Krishna iti yasya giritam manasa driyek dikshasti chet. He has to take this line up to dikshasti chet. Who is uttering Krishna name, and if he is initiated, then have to honor him. Otherwise, if you honor him, by even mind, if you know he will be popped up. So if he is not initiated, don't honor him. Why so? Then they are telling, oh, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told all these things. If he reciting this Krishna name have to honor, then Param Gurudev told that Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur told this Dikshasti Chet have to take this point. So you are near and dear to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is near and dear to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Who tell you about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur? By your own intelligence? Or we have to know Bhaktivinoda Thakur through the vision of angle of Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada knows Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur more than anyone in this universe. So what Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur has told, we have to follow his footprints, have to follow his opinion, have to be one opinion with him. So Dikshasti Chet, if he is initiated by bona fide Gurudev, then we have to honor him. Srila Param Gurudev established this Siddhanta according to Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. If we do this, then sometime may come the difference opinion may arise, but we can reconcile. If we follow any stroke of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, or any instruction of Srila Das Goswami Pad, or any instruction of our Gurudev or any Guru Parampara, then sometime difference opinion may arise, but we can reconcile ourselves. There is no quarrel at all. If we not do so, that time to time we may be popped up and bound to deviate from our proper line. Hare Krishna. Panchakal Bhataru Bhascha Kipasam Dekhaya Yoko Kudha Nantara Nishnaya Vashnaya Vashnaya
जय जय श्री राम गोविंदे बोलो हरि गोपाल बोलो गोविंद Govinde bolo hari gopale bolo
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, down.
Lay down. Now conclusion. Now conclusion. Tannama rupa charitadi sukirtanam krameena rasana manasi niyojya tishthan praje tadanuragi janamugami. Aksipteu padesha sa. What is the essence of all teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami? He has collected and he has given all the rules, regulations and everything from Bhakti Rasamrita to Ujjwala Nilmani. Everything. Rules, regulations, what is love, what is Vilas, what is Radha Tattva and everything here. But in the end he concludes here. Tannama Rupa Charitadi. Sukirtananu
Smritso Krameena
Rasana Manasi. You should explain something.
Microphone please.
Mahaprabhu has told you should take prasadam up to next and dance and sing with devotees. Nacho gao bhakta sange kara sankirta
akanta puriya kara prasad sevan
seva.
Om adhyanam timirandasya gyananjana salakaya chaksurunnilitamena tasmai sri guruve namo.
After 5 minutes you should wait.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak about this essence of all advice.
Come on.
The 8th verse of his Sri Upadeshamrita. Tannama rupa charitadi sukirtananu. That is, the essence of all advice is that at every moment, 24 hours a day, one should chant the holy name of the Lord and about his character. Tannama, his name, rupa, about his forms, charitadi, about his qualities, characters, pastimes. Sukirtananu. Very simple translation, this word, su, very good, kirtananu. One should do very good kirtan. But what is this very good kirtan? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that there are two kinds of name. One is Mukhya Naam and the other is Gona Naam. Mukhya Naam is the direct names of the personality of Godhead, like Narayan, like Dwargadish, like Govinda, like Krishna. And Gona Naam are indirect names referring to the greatness of the Lord, like Paramatma, Brahma, Jagadish, Bhagavan.
Jagannath.
So, according to the type of name, that's how much power the name has. Nam namakari bahuda nijasarva shakti. O Lord, you've invested all of your powers in your holy names. Not that all names are equal. According to the particular forms and pastimes of the Lord's name, that's how much power that name has. That's how much shakti the Lord has invested. So, Srila Rupa Goswami says that one should, in his mind, or if possible with his body, live in Vrindavan and remember particularly those names which belong to the highest form of the Lord. That is, as Srila Gurudev mentioned in the beginning of his discourse, Brajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his opinion is that a Raja Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanayas means Nanda Nandan, Brajendra Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Remember always the most complete names of the Lord. In Dwarka, Krishna is complete. In Mathura, Krishna is more complete. And in Vrindavan, he's most complete. So, Brajendra Nandan, all the names of Brajendra Nandan, live at least with the mind in Vrindavan, and remember the Lord's holy names that go with his pastimes, and those qualities and those forms. How can we do that? How can I even enter into that understanding? Smrityo Pramena Rasana Manasi Niyoga. By engaging my mind and my tongue gradually, step by step, I gradually become absorbed in the Lord's most intimate Mukhya Naam, his most intimate names. And the highest intimate name of the Lord, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are those names in relation to Lord Krishna where he's serving Srimati Radhika, like Radha Kant, Radha Nath, Gopinath. So this is the, as Srila Gurudev mentioned in the beginning, this is our aim and objective, to become servants of Radha and Krishna with an inclination towards Srimati Radhika. And by remembering the pastimes and the forms and the names of Krishna in relation to his service to Srimati Radhika, and learning how we can also enter into that service by hearing the pastimes from Tad Anuragi Jananugami. That is, Tistam Brajet, living if possible by body, if not at least by mind, or even if by body, by body, then also by mind, in Vrindavan, under the guidance of Tad Anuragi, that is, those associates of the Lord, like Nanda Maharaj, Subha, Sridham, and most importantly, under the guidance of the associates of Srimati Radhika, like Lalita and Vishakha, and most importantly, those who are specifically our leader, like Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Labanga Manjari, and all of their gun, all of their associates, their followers. In the beginning of his discourse, Srila Gurudev said, Bande Guru, that is, I offer my obeisances first to my Gurudev, my Shiksha Gurudev and Diksha Gurudev, and then I can go up the disciplical succession. So, Tad Anuragi, that is, I see my Gurudev in two forms. One is Tad Anuragi, that is, Bande Guru Sakhi Rupi Bande. That is, I worship my spiritual master who is in the form of a beautiful Sakhi who's always serving Srimati Radhika and surrounded by her associates. Then also I remember him in his sadhak form as the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and who is broadcasting the message of the Guru Parampara in this world. So Tad Anuragi, beginning from Guru, then I can understand Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Sati form and all the maidservants of Srimati Radhika up to the head, that is Sri Rupa Manjari. Tad Anugami and their followers, these same Anuragi devotees, these same associates like Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, take the form of sadhaks in this world as servants in the disciplic succession of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, all the way down the line, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and down to our Gurudev, beginning from Guru, and then we can have any relationship with the others. Now, Sri Gurudev embodies the mercy and teachings of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu has given what no other incarnation or acharya has given before in the relation to the holy name. Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nijasarva Shakti. Srila Gurudev explained, this is Gauravani. This has never been given before. The name was certainly given before. But Ramchandra could not give this prema that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving through Nam. Lord Nrisimhadev cannot give this kind of prema. Mahaprabhu gave through Nam not only general prema, but sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, even mahava, which Krishna, Sri Krishna himself barely touches. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this in the holy name, and beyond that, Lalita and Vishakha are in Adirud Mahabhav, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Unat Ujvala Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam. That is even a little bit of a touch of Madanakya Mahabhav of Srimati Radhika, the highest ecstatic love of God, in order to serve her. To serve her, one must understand her. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given in the holy names through Araja Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayasta Dhamma Vrindavana, always chanting and remembering those pastimes, those qualities, those names under the guidance of Sri Guru, and 24 hours a day being engaged in this way, Trinadapi Sunichina, also that is also how to chant the holy name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is embodied in Sri Guru, so under his guidance we follow this verse of Srila Rupa Goswami, which is the essence of all advice.
Now, there is some request to all. We should follow what we discussed here. Also, I want this preaching center should be saved. The center is in some critical position. No? So I want that you should help. This location of this preaching center is very good. Very good. From all over world, preachers will come and they can preach here. Also, Los Angeles, perhaps second
largest
biggest city in America, also in world, and it has come from angels. Very important. We want a preaching center here like this. This is the midst of town, all over on main road.
Close to airport.
Oh, very near to airport. Ocean also walking. I think that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has done Rath Yatra here on the
Venice beach.
Anywhere.
On the beach.
Second largest
tourist attraction next to Disneyland.
My request is that this preaching center is struggling, lacking of some money.
Facing financially.
So I want that it should be saved, and in a moment as this, you can save this. So you can help in this temple. That very soon, we want that a children's school should be also there, so that all the devotee children should be study like Vajra, very ideal school. So So I request you that you should help me. Now we are keeping, say, Tridandi Swami.
Abadhut Maharaj.
That he will always be here available. Sometimes he will go here. I will tell Harikatha and advise the advisory board, director board, and thus all will come and will be respected here. And from here, we should preach all over America. Gaur Prema. You have come from India?
Yeah.
You both?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Now perhaps anything to you? Oh, I see.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much all for coming. As Guru David just mentioned, we're trying to do a school here. Gopramanandi Devi, she's worked very hard to establish all the paperwork and legalities. And if you take time, you can look at the back table. There's a registration even today that people, they can even register their children to start at the school. So thank you so much, Gopramanandi Devi. The most very expert, Vijay Prakash, and all of their dancers. So now they will perform a very nice
Jai Jai Sri Ram Govinde bolo Hari Gopate bolo Govinda
Itteupadesha Sa.
what is the essence of all teaching of Srila Rupa Goswami. He has collected and he has given all the rules, regulations and everything from Bhaktivinoda Swamiji to Ujjwal Nilmani. Everything. Rules, regulations, what is love, what is bilas, what is Radha Tattva and everything here. But in the end he concludes here. Tannamaru Charitadu. Sukrtananu
Smritso Pramena
Vasana Vasana.
You should explain something.
Microphone please.
Mahaprabhu has told you should take prasadam up to neck and dance and sing with devotees. This is the essence of all. Nacho gao bhakta sange kara sankirta.
Akanta puriya kara prasad sevan.
Sevan.
Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah.
After 5 minutes, you should wait.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak about this essence
you
of all advice.
You can sit anywhere. Come on, come on.
The 8th verse of his Sri Upadeshamrita. Tannama Rupa Charitari Sukhurtananu. That is, the essence of all advice is that at every moment, 24 hours a day, one should chant the holy name of the Lord and about his character. Tannama, his name, Rupa, about his forms, Charitari, about his qualities, characters, pastimes. Sukirtananu. Very simple translation, this word, su, very good, kirtananu. One should do very good kirtan. But what is this very good kirtan? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that there are two kinds of name. One is mukhya nam, and the other is gonanam. Mukhya nam is the direct names of the personality of Godhead, like Narayan, like Dwargadish, like Govinda, like Krishna. And Gonanam are indirect names referring to the greatness of the Lord, like Paramatma, Brahma, Jagadish, Bhagavan.
Jagannath.
Jagannath. So, according to the type of name, that's how much power the name has. Nam namakari bahuda nijasarava shakti. O Lord, you've invested all of your powers in your holy names. According, not that all names are equal, according to the particular forms and pastimes of the Lord's name, that's how much power that name has. That's how much shakti the Lord has invested. So, Srila Rupa Goswami says that one should, in his mind, or if possible with his body, live in Vrindavan and remember particularly those names which belong to the highest form of the Lord. That is, as Srila Gurudev mentioned in the beginning of his discourse, Brajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his opinion is that Araja Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanayas means Nanda Nandan, Brajendra Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Remember always the most complete names of the Lord. In Dwarka, Krishna is complete. In Mathura, Krishna is more complete, and in Vrindavan, he's most complete. So, Brajendra Nandan, all the names of Brajendra Nandan, live at least with the mind in Vrindavan and remember the Lord's holy names that go with his pastimes and those qualities and those forms. How can we do that? How can I even enter into that understanding? Smrityo Pramena Rasana Manasimi Yoga. By engaging my mind and my tongue gradually, step by step, I gradually become absorbed in the Lord's most intimate Mukhya Nam, his most intimate names. And the highest intimate name of the Lord, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are those names in relation to Lord Krishna, where he's serving Srimati Radhika, like Radha Kant, Radha Nath, Gopinath. So this is the, as Srila Gurudev mentioned in the beginning, this is our aim and objective, to become servants of Radha and Krishna with an inclination towards Srimati Radhika. And by remembering the pastimes and the forms and the names of Krishna in relation to his service to Srimati Radhika, and learning how we can also enter into that service by hearing the pastimes from Tad Anuragi Jananugami. That is, Tistam Brijate, living if possible by body, if not at least by mind, or even if by body, then also by mind, in Vrindavan, under the guidance of Tad Anuragi, that is, those associates of the Lord, like Nanda Maharaj, Subal, Sridham, and most importantly, under the guidance of the associates of Srimati Radhika, like Lalita and Vishakha, and most importantly, those who are specifically our leader, like Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Labanga Manjari, and all of their gun, all of their associates, their followers. In the beginning of his discourse, Srila Gurudev said, Bande Guru, that is, I offer my obeisances first to my Gurudev, my Shiksha Gurudev and Diksha Gurudev, and then I can go up the disciplic succession. So, Tad Anuragi, that is, I see my Gurudev in two forms. One is Tad Anuragi, that is, Bande Sake, Bande Guru Sake Rupi Bande. That is, I worship my spiritual master who is in the form of a beautiful Sake who's always serving Srimati Radhika and surrounded by her associates. Then also, I remember him in his sadhak form, as the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and who is broadcasting the message of the Guru Parampara in this world. So, Tad Anuragi, beginning from Guru, then I can understand Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Sati form and all the maidservants of Srimati Radhika up to the head, that is Sri Rupa Manjari. Tad Anugami and their followers, these same Anuragi devotees, these same associates, like Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, take the form of sadaks in this world as servants in the disciplic succession of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, all the way down the line, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, and down to our Gurudev, beginning from Guru, and then we can have any relationship with the others. Now, Sri Gurudev embodies the mercy and teachings of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu has given what no other incarnation or acharya has given before in the relation to the holy name. Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nijasarva Shakti. Srila Gurudev explained, this is Gauravani. This has never been given before. The name was certainly given before. But Ramchandra could not give this prema that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving through Nam. Lord Nrisimhadev cannot give this kind of prema. Mahaprabhu gave through Nam not only general prema, but sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, even mahabha, which Krishna, Sri Krishna himself barely touches. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this in the holy name, and beyond that, Lalita and Vishakha are in Adirud Mahabhav, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Unat Ujvala Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam, that is even a little bit of a touch of Madanakya Mahabhav of Srimati Radhika, the highest ecstatic love of God, in order to serve her. To serve her, one must understand her. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given in the holy names through Araja Bhagavan Vrjesha Tanayasta Dhamma Vrindavana, always chanting and remembering those pastimes, those qualities, those names under the guidance of Sri Guru, and 24 hours a day being engaged in this way, Trinadapi Sumichina, also that is also how to chant the holy name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is embodied in Sri Guru, so under his guidance we follow this verse of Srila Rupa Goswami, which is the essence of all advice.
Now there is some request to all. We should follow what we discussed here. Also, I want this preaching center should be saved. The center is in some critical position. So I want that you should help. This location of this preaching center is very good. Very good. From all over world, preachers will come and they can preach here. Also, Los Angeles, perhaps second
largest,
biggest city in America, also in world, and it has come from angels. Very important. We want a preaching center here like this. This is the midst of town. All over on main road.
Close to airport. Close to airport.
Oh, very near to airport. Ocean also walking. I think that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has done Rath Yatra here on the
Venice beach.
Anywhere.
On the beach. Second largest tourist attraction next to Disneyland.
My request is that this preaching center is struggling, lacking of some money.
Facing financially.
So I want that it should be saved, and in a moment as this, you can save this. So you can help in this temple, that very soon it's, we want that a children's school should be also there, so that all the devotee children should be study like Vajar, very ideal school. So I request you that you should help it. Now we are keeping Chidandi Swami,
Abadhut Maharaj,
here, that he will always be here available. Sometimes he will go here. Others tell Hari Katha and advise the advisory board, director board, and thus all will come and will be respected here. And from here, we should preach all over America. Gaur Prema. You have come from India?
Yeah.
You both?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Now perhaps anything to
ask?
You?
Oh,
I speak.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much all for coming. As Guru David just mentioned, we're trying to do a school here. Gopur Manani Devi, she's worked very hard to establish all the paperwork and legalities. And if you take time, you can look at the back table. There's a registration even today that people, they can even register their children to start at the school. So thank you so much, Gopur Manani Devi.
Gopur Manani Devi.
And she's also arranged the most very expert, Vijay Prakash, and all of their dancers. So now they will perform a very nice.